Welcome to the Two Blind Squirrels podcast. I'm not Brad, I'm definitely not Faith, and I'm not Chaz. I'm John Wilkerson, host of the Jesus Geek podcast, which you can find over at jesusgeek.info. And I'm not here to just plug my podcast or anything like that. I'm here to bring you today's podcast. Brad is away in Mexico, and I have taken the liberty and basically taken over his podcast here for just one day today. And I just wanted to thank Brad for giving me this opportunity, and also thank all of you for sticking around past the first 30 seconds and continuing to listen. But Brad, like I said, he is in Mexico right now. He's on a missions trip. He's on his yearly missions trip that he goes on every year, and he's doing the work of the Lord there. So make sure you keep him in your prayers, and make sure he's covered in prayer. Well, as is the normal tradition here on the Two Blind Squirrels podcast, there's usually some kind of anecdotal story or something that goes along, some kind of crazy funny story, and I have one for you. You see, the other day, two days ago, I guess it is now, 2 days as of this recording, my daughter, you know, one of her chores around the house is to make sure that the toilet paper is all, you know, filled up in all the bathrooms. So she's changing the toilet paper in the bathroom. And no, she doesn't drop the cardboard roll in. She drops the little plastic thingy that the cardboard roll goes over and then proceeds to flush the toilet. Yeah. The toilet doesn't exactly back up or anything like that, because there wasn't anything to back up the toilet, praise God. But I have spent the last 2 days basically tearing apart my toilet so that I can get this little plastic doohickey out. I started out by getting one of these mechanical grabbers that you use, you know, for picking up screws and things out of small places, because, you know, because this is a long kind of tube thing, it's not going to go down the drain. So you got to kind of try and get in there and pull the thing out. And I crammed that thing down in there just as far as I could not get the thing out. So what's the next bright idea that I give? Well, that is to just take the toilet off and try coming up through the bottom. It's old, and it's one of those two-piece toilets. You know, the tank is separate from the bowl. And so I go to take it apart, and the bolts are rusted on solid. So I have to take the whole thing off of the floor, tank and all. I pull it off, and of course, one of the bolts on the floor that holds the commode on to the floor breaks off. And, you know, first I wasn't too concerned about it, because that's usually not a problem. You know, the bolts usually slide in and out under the flange and you just get a replacement bolt. That's not a problem. I wasn't really concerned about that. So I got the toilet off and I got this mechanical grabber thing, and now I'm shoving it up the bottom, right? You know, to try and pull stuff up out of the bottom of the toilet. And I latched onto something and I pull it out, cardboard. So apparently the cardboard tube was on the plastic thingy that holds the cardboard tube, and I'm pulling cardboard out and I'm pulling cardboard out. And I figure I've got about as much out for a tube, and I'm thinking, well, maybe the plastic thingy didn't get, you know, flushed down the toilet. Which really would have ticked me off, because then I would have taken the whole toilet apart for no reason. So I'm looking around the bathroom, you know, okay, that's not a big deal if that did happen. You know, I'll just go get a new, you know, wax ring tomorrow and put it back together. And I'm looking around. Nope. Nothing. Nada. Zero zip. Zilch. So I'm just like sitting here going, all right, what am I going to do? You know, I'm out of ideas. The toilet's laying on the floor. There's water all over the floor. There's rust all over the place. And it's 9:30 at night, and I have to go to work the next morning. So I kind of put everything aside and just say, well, you know what, I'll tackle it the next day. So next day comes, that's the day of this recording. And so I go get home, and I've been to Home Depot. I've gotten a wax bowl. I've gotten some bolts and things that I think I need to get things working the way I want it to work and get everything bolted back on. So I take the toilet, you know, the bowl with the tank attached to it. I take it outside, and I use the garden hose, and I spray up the bowl, and that dislodges the roll toilet roll holder thingy enough to where I can reach in with the mechanical grabby thingy through the top and pull it out. So success, yay, I'm happy, you know, I'm so wonderfully happy because, you know, I'm the hero now. Got the thing out of the toilet, saved ourselves, you know, $100 for a new toilet. So then I, you know, now I got to get to cutting the bolts off this thing. So I get a hacksaw blade and a hacksaw, and I cut through the bolts that's holding the tank on. And I figure, you know, I'm outside, I may as well clean the tank out. It's kind of slimy in there. So I clean the tank out, get everything cleaned up. I got my bolts, I got my this, I got my that. I bring the bowl in because I'm going to put the bowl on by itself and, you know, get the old wax off. And I'm looking at the flange and looking, okay, I'm going to slide the bolts out. You know, anyone who knows what I'm, you know, the bolt kind of, it's got a little slip, you slip a bolt in and it slides into place. And I'm looking and no, the guy who built this house decided to screw the bolts into the subfloor. Yeah. So I'm in a bit of a dilemma here. So I figure, well, you know, maybe if it's off a little, it'll be okay. You know, that's what the wax is for. It's, you know, to deal for some variances. So I take one bolt and stick it in there, and it's in there enough. It's not really how I like it, but I eventually finagle with it, get it on, and I'm happy about that. Get all the fittings in for the toilet, you know, and for the tank, and set it on there and bolt the tank down. And I go to attach the supply line to the tank, and it won't reach. And the reason it won't reach is because, you know, I had to kind of skew the toilet just a little, I mean, just a little bit, not much, not maybe a quarter of an inch, but it's so close to the wall that now the tank won't fit on the bowl the way that it did before, which means that the supply line, which is not a flexible supply line, won't reach. So it's time for another trip to Home Depot. Like, for the fourth time, for parts. So I go back to Home Depot and I get the flexible pipe, and it's not really what I want because it's about 4 inches longer than I need, but I figure I'll make it fit. And I do. I make it fit. Get it on there. You know, I've tested to make sure the wax doesn't leak. You know, I filled the bowl up with a bucket. And, you know, for those of you who don't know, that a toilet, if you pour enough water into the bowl, it'll flush itself. So that's a hint for you if, you know, you ever run, if the water's ever off, or, you know, you're on a well, and you run out of power, have a couple buckets standing by and you can flush your toilet. That's a free tip. I won't charge for that one. So I got that all set, got the supply line set. You know, I get the toilet all put back together and everything's looking good. And, you know, it's a moment of truth, right? So I open up the supply line valve, fills up, it's not leaking. Oh, man, I think I did it. Flush the toilet and it starts leaking. And the reason it starts leaking is because the one rubber gasket that I failed to replace was the one that sits between the tank and the bowl. I thought, it'll be okay. It's fine. No, it's not fine, because that's where the toilet's leaking from, and now it's like almost 10 o'clock at night, and Home Depot's gonna close soon, and I'm tired, and I'm ready to go to bed. And I'm not about to tear apart that toilet again. So tomorrow, as of this recording, tomorrow I have to go get a rubber gasket for the tank between toilet bowl, which I don't even know if the hardware stores carry these things anymore. I didn't even see one on the shelf. Like I said, no idea if the hardware stores carry these things anymore. So we'll see. Maybe after all this, I'm going to have to buy a new toilet, and that just wouldn't be fun in the least, not in the slightest bit. So there's my crazy, funny, stupid story. You know, that's kind of the tradition here. You know, it's life, you know, and that's one of the things that I guess this is my time to kind of brag on Brad and Faith and Chaz and say that's one of the things that really keeps me coming back to this podcast is the fact that they are telling stories from their life. They're not afraid to share what's going on in their personal life and reveal just the craziness and the silliness that happens in our lives. And also, you know, the good times and sometimes the bad times. It's a wonderful podcast. I'm glad to be part of it. It's a short one. You know, I'm not going to take up too much time. When I had to, I was given the opportunity to give a message at my church. And the advice that my pastor gave me was don't use up more time than I normally would because you're a guest speaker. So I'm going to take that advice to heart here. And I'm not going to use up any more time than is necessary. So I want to thank everyone for sticking with me this long. It's been an honor and a privilege to speak to you via the Two Blind Squirrels podcast. Please don't forget to check out my podcast. The information's at the beginning. Go back and listen to it again if you want it. You know where to find me. You can head to the show notes at twoblindsquirrels.com for this episode, and you'll find a link to my podcast there. So thanks for listening, and thanks for sticking me in your ears.